For most of America, this is a busy time, shopping, wrapping presents, waiting in line at the post office. But in Hollywood, there is another form of frantic activity going on. It's all directed toward the upcoming award season, the Golden Globes, the Oscars, and so many, many more. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger says, prepare yourself.
It's a time when simple folk in the entertainment industry extend a hand to other simple folk in the entertainment industry and give them a trophy, like a crystal object, a golden statuette, a plaque, just some modest token of recognition for the most recognizable people in the world for portraying the most unrecognizable people in the world. Awards season, it's way more glamorous than flu season. Or the season known as winter in the Midwest, where some guy who makes mufflers won't be nominated this year for the best performance by a welder. He'll have to be satisfied knowing that the muffler he welded will muffle the sleek limousine that will carry someone glamorous to an award ceremony. But Midwesterners are no strangers to glamour or to orgies of self-congratulation. As a teenager in Ohio, I can tell you firsthand that the Licking County Fair's preseason was brutal. The number of cows alone that were being groomed for your consideration for the top prizes in Herefordham was dizzying. And Licking County starlets lobbying for the title of Pork Queen. It was a bloodbath. For that 1 week a year on the Hartford Fairgrounds, oh, we knew glamour. And then for the other 51 weeks in the year, we returned to our humble, quiet lives of eating what is now called trans fats. That's what made an awards week in Licking County so special. It passed so quickly, like a sugar waffle chased with a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. It came and it went. But the time to hand out awards in the industry of entertainment is not a week, it's a season. It's the fifth season the entertainer Vivaldi never got around to writing about. It has its own section in the New York Times called Awards Season. And The Envelope in the Los Angeles Times. If carpet layers advertised in these papers more, would they too get their own awards season? I read words like blitz, push, and battle. Hollywood is devolving into civil war over who should get the most credit for entertaining America. The actor Ed Norton said of the movie industry's awards season, "The last thing the world needs is the same group of people congratulating themselves over and over again for the same totally disposable pieces of work." Well, maybe, Mr. Norton. I say folks in the Midwest need to start giving trophies to each other for their disposable pieces of work. Maybe Columbus, Ohio needs to get hell-bent on awarding, congratulating, and honoring best performance by a grocery store assistant manager, best supporting pharmacist, lifetime achievement award for a claims adjuster. It should all be recognized, like a dozen times. Why should we allow the entertainment industry to have a stranglehold on self-congratulating, self-perpetuating narcissistic orgies celebrating each other? Put on your tux, get into your evening gown, America, and give yourself a trophy for doing absolutely nothing but your job. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm the awardless Brian Unger.